Hello, everyone, and welcome to this new series of podcasts titled The Truth of the Matter. It is brought to you by Living Word Youth Ministries and available on our website, lwym.org. This is your host, Gio, and on this program, we will attempt to give you a biblical perspective and insightful commentary about what is going on in the world around us. We also would like to invite you to share these podcasts with all of your friends. On today's program, we have some very, very interesting comments directed towards Muslims in the 50 states by President Barack Hussein Obama. Listen to this.
On behalf of the American people, including Muslim communities in all 50 states, I want to extend best wishes to Muslims in America and around the world. Ramadan Karim. Ramadan is the month in which Muslims believe the Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, beginning with a simple word, Iqra. It is therefore a time when Muslims reflect upon the wisdom and guidance that comes with faith and the responsibility that human beings have to one another and to God. Like many people of different faiths who've seen Ramadan through our communities and families, I know this to be a festive time, a time when families gather and meals are shared. But I also know that Ramadan is a time of intense devotion and reflection, a time when Muslims fast during the day and perform Taraweeh prayers at night, reciting and listening to the entire Quran over the course of the month. These rituals remind us of the principles that we hold in common and Islam's role in advancing justice, progress, tolerance, and the dignity of all human beings.
Interestingly enough, he said that Ramadan is where Muslims reflect on the wisdom and guidance that comes with faith and the responsibility that human beings have to one another and to God. So let me get this straight. Muslims have a responsibility to beat on their wives or beat women if they are out of subjection. That's the responsibility they have to other human beings. And they also have a responsibility to commit acts of terror. Obviously, we have forgotten about September 11th, 2001. How quick are we to forget such events that many people, including our former president, has called Islam a religion of peace when these individuals are simply following what is in the Quran. Surah 9:5 calls all Muslims to kill the infidels. What else can you say about that? But it seems like ever since President Obama has reached the Oval Office, it's like he's made continuous attempts and will not stop to reach out to Muslims. On a Freudian slip-up, what many would call Freudian slip-up, in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, he said that he had a, quote, Muslim faith, end quote. And George Stephanopoulos had to correct him and say, wait, your Christian faith? And he said, yes, yes, my Christian faith. So obviously, Freudian slip, probably he is a Muslim and not really a Christian, something to take into consideration. Also, another thing that struck me about President Obama's comments was the following, that these are principles that we all hold in common. First and foremost, the Bible doesn't teach you to kill. It teaches you to love your neighbor. As a matter of fact, God's standard is so high that he says that if you hate your brother, it is the same as committing homicide. Allah calls all of the infidels to die by the sword of Allah. He calls all Muslims to kill infidels by the sword of Allah. President Obama says that Islam also has a role in, quote, advancing justice, progress, and the dignity of all human beings. Again, what dignity do they consider human beings to have when they kill Christians in Sudan, in Iraq, in Iran, and Christians and other people who do not submit to the rule of Allah are killed by the sword? And what about what's going on in the Middle East conflict right now? These individuals are basically strapping bombs to themselves and killing Israelis in Palestine. What's going on here? I mean, what is going on in our country that this is the same president which months earlier in the month of April, he went to Turkey and he said that we are not a Christian nation. I found an interesting nugget on YouTube.com, which was posted by Congressman Randy Forbes speaking on the U.S. House floor. Listen to what he had to say.
The first question was whether or not we ever considered ourselves a Judeo-Christian nation. And the second one is, if we did, what was that moment in time where we ceased to be so? If you ask the first question, Mr. Speaker, you find that the very first act of the first Congress in the United States was to bring in a minister and have Congress led in prayer and afterwards read four chapters out of the Bible. A few years later, when we unanimously declared our independence, we made certain that the rights in there were given to us by our Creator. When the treaty was signed in the Treaty of Paris in 1783 that ended the Revolutionary War and birthed this nation, the signers of that document made clear that it began with this phrase, "In the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity." When our Constitution was signed, the signers made sure that they punctuated the end of it by saying, "In the year of our Lord, 1787. And 100 years later, in the Supreme Court case of Holy Trinity Church versus the United States, the Supreme Court indicated, after recounting the long history of faith in this country, that we were even a Christian nation. President George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, William McKinley, Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Herbert Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Dwight Eisenhower, John Kennedy, Ronald Reagan all disagreed with the president's comments and indicated how that the Bible and Judeo-Christian principles were so important in this nation. And Franklin Roosevelt even led this nation in a six-minute prayer before the invasion of perhaps the greatest battle in history, in the invasion of Normandy, and asked for God's protection. And after that war, when Congress came together and said, where are we going to put our trust? It wasn't in our weapon systems or our economy or our great decisions here, but it was in God We Trust, which is emboldened directly behind you.
Do I need to say more? Let us keep praying for those that are in high ranking. Let us keep praying for those that are in these high positions of power so that the Lord may influence them. And also, I call out every single believer that is listening to this program. You must make a stand. You must take a stand for what you know is true. Also, be sure to dispel any notion, that Islam is actually a religion of peace. Email us any comments or questions that you might have so that we might direct them in this show. info@lwim.org. info@lwim.org. That's all we have for today's Truth of the Matter. Join us again tomorrow where we have more insightful commentary on current events. May the Lord shine his face upon you.